Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. The last parental strategy we're going to consider is this idea of what we say versus what we do. Surely every parent knows that what matters to kids isn't what we say, it's what we actually do. And if we do this do as I say, not as I do deal with kids, we're going to wind up with the same problems that we wind up with companion animals, and particularly dogs. They'll learn to ignore us. Or rather, they'll listen to our words when it suits their purposes. But when it doesn't, all bets are off. But apart from that, and the reason it is so important when we're dealing with animals, is because, believe it or not, the average animal does not speak English. And they don't speak French or Spanish or any other human language. They have their own language. And their own language trumps whatever language we speak every time. And if they have to choose between the words coming out of our mouths and what our body language and what our physiology is communicating, the latter is going to trump those words every time. It always amazes me how many words our dogs know. And our cats are pretty doggone good at it too. But unlike our dogs, they're not so obvious about knowing, because they probably figured out that it doesn't bode well for them. Because then we insist on communicating with them verbally all the time. So they're watching us. They're also watching us because their brains evolved to learn by modeling. One of the most bizarre communications that occurs between humans and canines that results from this failure to understand animal communication versus human communication is what I think of as the rub their noses in it approach to situations a dog finds fearful. According to this school of thought, if, for example, the dog is afraid of motorcycles, you take the dog down to a road where you know there are a lot of motorcycles, and you give the dog the sit command. Then, every time a motorcycle goes by, you throw food at the dog. Now, if we look at this in terms of do as I say, not as I do, there's no connection whatsoever, right? This whole setup is totally artificial. If the person wanted to communicate that there's nothing special about motorcycles on the road, why put the dog in a sit sentinel position and throw food at it? This literally screams, there is something extraordinary about these motorcycles, and you better pay attention to it. If we want a calm response from an animal, we need to be calm to begin with. That's what they're going to pay attention to, what we're doing, not what we're saying. And if we're stressed and we're anxious, whether they're little kids or whether they're dogs, or cats, or horses, they will know. And though they may obey, that does not necessarily mean that they're going to be stable individuals whose behavior you can trust. So pay attention to the way you interact with the animals in your life. Think about it in terms of what you're saying versus what you're actually doing. Sad to say for all of us, we have been breeding domestic animals for thousands and thousands of years to take their cues from us, the most subtle cues. And they will do that. We can't turn that off. The good news is that when we develop these parental skills and when we share the applicable ones with our animals, we're both going to benefit. One thing I can say for sure, coming from a time in my life where I've seen a lot more of life chronologically than a lot of my listeners, is that It's always possible to grow up, no matter how old you get. Granted, it's like anything else. The older we get, the harder it is. But it can be done. Been there, done that. We'll probably do it again several more times in my lifetime.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.